Homily on Luke 4. On the passage that is written, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah," down to the point where he says of John, "He will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah." Zechariah, when he had seen the angel, was terrified. For a new appearance, presenting itself to human eyes, disturbs the mind and unsettles the soul. Hence the angel, knowing this to be the nature of a human being, first cures his disturbance, saying, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah," and revives the trembling man with new and glad tidings, telling him, "Your prayer has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John, and he will be to you a joy and an exaltation." When some righteous man is born into the world and enters the arena of this life, the attendants of his birth rejoice and exalt themselves on high. But when the one is born who is destined for a wicked life, and who is banished, as if for punishment, into a workhouse, the attendant is dismayed and collapses. Do you wish to receive an example of a holy man whose whole fruit consists in praise? Consider that Jacob fathered 12 sons, who all became the peoples of God and the tribal heads and princes belonging to that patriarch. In all of these Jacob, their father rejoiced, just as now, at the birth of John, joy is announced to everyone. And whoever has once, for the benefit of others, undertaken the task of raising children and has wished to devote himself to this office, let him beseech God that such a one among his children may enter the world, at whose birth he may rejoice all the more. It is written then of John, "He will be great in the sight," this statement, "He will be great in the sight," shows the greatness of John's soul, which lies open to the eyes of God. There is also something lesser, which is properly seen in the virtue of a soul. I understand in the same way that saying in the gospel, "Do not despise one of the little ones who are in the church." There it is understood with reference to someone greater. I am not commanded not to despise the one who is great, because the one who is great cannot be despised. Rather, I am told, "Do not despise one of," and that you may know that this is not said by chance, but for the reason we have proposed, it is written, "Whoever causes one of the little ones to stumble, the little one is made to stumble. The great one cannot sustain a stumbling block." There follows, concerning John, "And even from within his mother's womb he will be filled with the Holy Spirit." And the birth of John is full of miracle. For just as an archangel announced the coming of our Lord and Savior, so also an archangel announces the birth of John. With the Holy Spirit, he will be filled, even while still in his mother's womb. The people of the Jews did not at all see our Lord performing signs and wonders and healing their infirmities. But John, while still placed in his mother's womb, exults and cannot be held back, and yearns to burst forth from the womb at the arrival of the mother of Jesus. "For behold," says Elizabeth, "as soon as the sound of your greeting came into my ears, the infant leaped for joy in my womb." John was still in his mother's womb, and already he had the Holy Spirit. For that was not the beginning of his substance and nature. Then Scripture says that he will turn many of the sons of Israel to the Lord their God. John turned many, but the Lord turned not many, but all. This is his work, that he should turn all to God the Father. And in the spirit and power of Elijah he will go on before Christ. It does not say in the soul of Elijah, but in the spirit and power of Elijah. There was in Elijah a power and a spirit, as in all the prophets, and, according to the dispensation of the body, also in the Lord Savior himself, of whom it is said a little later to Mary, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you." That which had been in Elijah came into John, and the power that was in him appeared in this one too. That one was taken up, but this one was the forerunner of the Lord and died before him, so that, descending even to the underworld, he might proclaim his coming. I think that the mystery of John is fulfilled in the world even to this day. Whoever is about to believe in Christ Jesus, before him, the spirit and power of John comes to his soul, Origen, and prepares for the Lord a people made perfect, and in the rough places makes the paths smooth and straightens the ways. Not only at that time were the ways prepared and the paths straightened, but even to this day, the spirit and power of John goes before the coming of the Lord the Savior. Oh, the great mysteries of the Lord and of his dispensation. Angels go before Jesus. Angels daily either ascend or descend for the salvation of men in Christ Jesus, to whom is glory and dominion for ages of ages. Amen.